On Wednesday, the 18th of September, the Constitutional Court upheld the ruling that the smacking of a child is illegal in South Africa. This ruling prompted reactions on all sides of South African society. The irreversible judgment has left some South African parents confused and conflicted about how best to raise well-behaved children. Multimedia Live spoke to the two opposing parties that argued the case about the impact they felt the judgment would inevitably have on South African society. Legal researcher at the Centre for Child Law, Isabel Magaya, said that the judgment will prove to be a step in the right direction for the country.
So for me, I think corporal punishment is about being the change that you want to see. None of us really appreciate the high levels of violence in our society today. And what this judgment does is that it takes that duty to be the change that you want to see right into the home. 20 years from now, we're going to have reduced rates of violence because our children are going to know that, okay, fine. If I disagree with this person, it's fine not to use force. It's fine that things are the way they are. I do not have to use force to get my way. Essentially, the judgment doesn't say we mustn't discipline our children, but we must just discipline them differently. Now, what that means is that we have to, when we discipline children, we have to do it in light of what is in the best interest of a child. So more broadly, in terms of impact, we're essentially going to teach our children how to communicate better. Look, again, we're under no illusions that this judgment is going to change the world, but it's a good step in the right direction. And I think it ushers South Africa into a phase where we're now starting to engage with, you know, children's rights, understanding that children are bearers of individual rights, and we as parents also have to respect those rights. And if you cross the line, there are going to be consequences. There's no doubt about that. There's no reason why we can slap children.
Executive Director of civil society group Freedom of Religion SA, Michael Swain, says that similar laws have backfired in other countries and that they are not well suited for the South African context.
Well, number one, violence against children has always been illegal and unlawful. So this has changed nothing in that sense. The problem is that if you take what is a loving parent who disciplines their children in some way physically, and it literally could be a flick on the wrist or a little pat on the bottom, that has now criminalized those parents. So you have to ask the question, ultimately, what is in the best interest of the child? I think that's a question which maybe hasn't been properly answered. Any parent who in any way physically disciplines their child is potentially liable to be charged with the crime of assault. And if convicted, even if they don't get a jail sentence, will certainly have a criminal record, which is a disaster for any family, any person who gets that. They can lose their jobs, they can be refused visas to foreign countries. Your child could be taken away from you by social services. 10 years ago, New Zealand passed a similar law. And every indicator, whether it's child abuse, child neglect, violence against children, sexual abuse of children, every indicator is up dramatically. 25% of parents say they feel less empowered to be good parents. It's had implications in divorces where one parent will accuse another of assaulting a child. So it is a highly potentially divisive issue that we're talking about here, and one which we are currently now going to be living with. There is no remedy for this now. And to be honest with you, where we have literally millions of people living in very difficult physical circumstances, there isn't the option of things like, Johnny, if you're not behaving yourself, I'll take your cell phone away. I mean, you know, these things maybe work in other contexts, but frankly, if you remove them from the society in which we live, this modern reasonable chastisement, you're actually taking away parents' opportunities to raise their children according to their own values and belief system. And I think, unfortunately, we're now involved in a social experiment. Let's see what happens in the next 10, 15 years, and let's see whether society does dramatically improve. Will South Africa be different? Who knows? But now we're going to find out.
You've been listening to Final Take, a multimedia live production from the Tissot Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.